Today's scripture reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21 and 36 to 41.
今天选读经文是《使徒行传》第2章1至21节，36至41节。
We'll read this passage responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
用启言方式来读，先用英文读，用中文读出。
Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
Suddenly a sound like the blowing of the violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they are sitting.
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven.
And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in the room, because each one heard their own language being spoken.
Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans?
Then how is it that each one of us sees them in our native language?"
Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia,
Egypt and Pamphylia,
both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues.
And they asked one another, "What does this mean?"
Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine."
Then Peter stood up with the 11, listening voice and addressed to the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say.
These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning.
No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams.
Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and as they will prophesy.
I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah.
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?"
Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call."
With many other words, he warned them. He pleaded with them, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation."
Let's read verse 41 together. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
《使徒行传》第2章1至21节，我哋用启示方式嚟读。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然有天上的响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的位置。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们各人的头上，按着被圣灵充满。 按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。
響一響，眾人都來集聚。有人聽見門徒用眾人的鄉談說話，就甚納滿，都驚訝稀奇說：看啊，這說話的不都是從加利利人麼？聽見他們說：我們生來所用的鄉談呢？我們是帕提亞人、馬代人、以蘭人，和住在米索波大米、猶太、加百、多加、本都、亞細亞、弗里尼亞、埃及的人，都靠近古尼內的一大地方的人，從耶馬來居客中，或是猶大人，或是進猶太教的人。格尼底和阿拉伯人都听见他们用我们乡谈讲说神的大作为，都惊讶彼此说：这是什么意思呢？还有人讥笑说：他们无非是新酒灌满了。彼得和十一门徒站在高声说：犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这些事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚已初，先知所神说：在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们有儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要像异梦。人和侍女使他们都说预言。在天上我要显出奇事，在地上我要显出神迹，有血、有火、有烟雾、黑暗、月亮要变为血，这都是在主大明显的日子未到以前。到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。以色列人全家都确实的知道，他们钉十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，你们当怎样行？彼得说：你们各人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须受罗灵的圣灵。因为这应许的是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所召来的。彼得还有许多话作见证，劝勉他们说：你们当救自己的脱离这歪曲的世代。我们一起读最后一节。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3000人。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word.
It
is my great pleasure to welcome to you Reverend Jin Chung, or Pastor Jin, to bring us today's message titled Promised Pentecost.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to see you all this morning. It's a long passage, wasn't it?
一段很长的经文.
But I believe just as the Holy Spirit spoke to those men and gave them the words, I hope it happens the same to you this morning.
如果圣灵将祂的话语给过你的时候，都让这段说话对你讲出来是有意思。
I'd like to welcome every one of you who are gathered here this morning, in person or online.
无论你今天是坐在这里或者网上，我们都一样欢迎你。
Those of you who do not know me, my name is Jin Chung. I'm a pastor here at Grace Church.
我名叫郑真源，我是这个教会的牧师。
Matter of fact, I was ordained last week.
我刚刚上星期日成为牧师。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Now, could we take a moment to get up and greet one another to your left and right by saying, I'm so glad that you are here today.
希望你和你隔離左右的人講，今天很歡迎你。
Welcome. I hope you don't mind feeding.
No, not at all. Well, there are numerous sounds that we hear each and every day.
咁我哋每日聽到好多唔同嘅聲音。
But some of them, among those sounds, we know that some change everything.
我知有啲嘅聲音將一切去改變咗。
The first cry of a newborn baby.
可能係一個啱啱出世嘅 BB 嘅第一個嘅喊聲。
For those of you who are following NBA Finals, the final buzzer of a final game.
如果你喜歡看美國籃球賽的，當那個最後那個鈴聲一響，講出賽事的結束。
Or even that slam of a gavel ending a trial.
或者是在這個審判裡面，那個的法官，敲打那個的錘。
These sounds change and split time in two.
这些声音将一切的东西分成两半。
The world before the sound and the world after that very sound. 是
在之前和之后。
On the day of Pentecost,
在这个五旬节,
a sound came from heaven that split the history of mankind.
是一个天上来的声音, 将这个人类的历史改变。
It was the sound of God's breathing.
是神好像将他的气吹来这个世界。
It was a sound of a promise being kept.
是一个应许今日达成。
And it's a sound of forming a new church.
也好像是一个新的教会的开始。
It was a sound of God, the Holy Spirit being sent into the world.
是将这个圣灵送来这个世界上面。
To the world of many hearts of his people, including you and me.
让这个的圣灵送到这个世界上面，送到在给你和给我。
So this morning we will look closely at the biblical account of that Pentecost.
那我今天会讲回在圣经里面讲到五旬节的故事。
Why? Because today is the Pentecost Sunday.
今天是五旬节的主日。
Which marks the end of celebration on Jesus' resurrection and his promise to send the Holy Spirit.
今天是之前我们去庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
We will first examine the sovereign arrival of the Spirit.
我首先看看这个的圣灵的来到。
Second, we will examine the proclamation of the gospel.
然后将这个福音去传讲出来。
And third, we will look at the authoritative exposition of the scripture that explained the Pentecost.
然后第三，我们看到就话在圣经里面怎么样去解释这一件事。
And last, we will look at the saving response to the Son.Jesus Christ.
然后最后我们看到就说对圣子耶稣基督有什么回应。
And my prayer is that we, all of us, were gathered this morning, like the disciples in the upper room that day, will be moved by the most important question that you can ask this morning. That is, what shall we do?
当今天我们坐在这个教会的时候，就正如当日门徒在这个的这个在楼上这个角仔他受到这个圣灵的充满的时候，他问一个问题，我们应该做些什么呢？
With that in mind, please join me in a word of prayer.
我一起低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence.
主啊，我们在你的面前，我们跪下。
May your word be our only rule.
让你的话语成为我们唯一的守则。
And may your spirit be our only teacher this morning.
让你的圣灵是成为我今日唯一的教师。
And may your greater glory be our only supreme concern.
让你是真的成为我们唯一的在意的一个。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
是奉主耶稣基督的名义求。
Now, verse 1 sets the scene, doesn't it? It says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place.
在第二章第一节，他说五旬节到了，门徒都集 都聚集在一处。
Now, there were about 120 disciples in that place.
在当时有120个门徒在那里。
And this very day was the day called Shavuot.
咁喺呢个嘅即是解系五旬节。
It was the Jewish festival that celebrates God giving the law to Moses on the Mount Sinai.
而系呢个犹太人嚟讲，就系佢哋去庆祝啊神喺呢个西乃山将呢个嘅啊十诫去俾咗佢哋。
While every other Jew in the town were celebrating this.
当这个在当时的城镇里面的犹太人是庆祝这件事的时候
These 120 disciples of Jesus were not so in celebration mode, but they were waiting for something.
他们不是跟犹太人一样在庆祝这一样的事而是等待着另一样的事
While others were joyously enjoying the festival,commemorating, receiving something from God, the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, these people were still waiting for something.
咁就係當有一堆人去慶祝緊佢有十戒嘅時候，啊，主嘅門徒喺度等待緊啊另一樣嘢。
Imagine you are in that room right now.
你想象下，如果你當時喺呢個嘅啊樓房裏邊
，Our beloved Rabbi Jesus Christ had just been publicly executed.
咁我哋所相信嘅啊呢、这个夫子耶稣，佢啱啱被啊钉死。
The one and only Savior to save us from Roman persecution has been miraculously put to death and raised from the dead。
而佢系从死里边去复活。
And by doing so, confirmed that he was the Son of God。
当佢咁样做嘅时候，证明佢系神嘅儿子。
However, he did not stay with us for long.
但佢唔系同我哋一齐好耐。
He ascended into heaven.
佢去啊翻上呢个天堂。
And while he ascended to heaven, he gave us the final, very paradoxical command.
但系当佢升上天嘅时候，佢俾一个嘅使命我哋。
In Acts 1 verse 4.
喺呢个使徒行传嘅第一章第四节，佢咁讲。
He told his disciples to not to leave or depart from Jerusalem until they receive this promise or gift of the Holy Spirit.
咁喺第一章第四节，佢话不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，又是你们听见我说过的。
Now, when things are happy, when you're not worried about too many things, waiting can become joyous and happy.
咁等待唔系一件好容易嘅事。
If you're waiting for a Christmas gift, you're waiting with happiness.
咁如果你要等待緊一份聖誕嘅禮物
，But if you're waiting to hear your result of your blood test or your result of your hospital visit, it can be waiting.
咁好似，但係如果換句話嚟講，你要等緊呢個驗血嘅報告或者一個醫院嘅報告嘅時候，等待可以好難。
So depending on where you are in your current state, waiting can be a blessing. At the same time, it can be weighty.Heavy burden.
所以等待可以是一个祝福，亦都是一件不容易的事。
And for these 120 disciples, it was very difficult act of faith that they must perform.
咁对于个120个门徒来讲，要去等待是好不容易。
God has spoken through Jesus that you must wait, and they must wait, no matter how they feel, no matter where they are.
无论他们有什么感受啊。父神透过耶稣基督叫他们要去等。
But what had happened that morning or that room in the upper room was not the disciples achieving something on their own. It was God finally revealing his promise.
而在结果发生的不是在乎于门徒去做了什么事，而是在乎于神最后将他自己再一次去显现出来。
The very gift of the Holy Spirit Jesus promised has been now poured on to them that very hour. The promise arrived.
耶稣所应许的圣灵最后去浇灌在他们的身上。
But this promise was no, you know, Amazon package that we get.
咁同我哋平时门口收嘅呢个 Amazon 嗰啲嘅 package 好唔同。
And neither this promise was the last minute decision on God's part.
第一，佢唔係神臨時臨急去決定嘅。
But this promise, this gift was a person. It was the third person of the Trinity.
係三位一體嘅聖靈最後嘅一位嚟到。
And the third person of the Trinity came with a mission.
佢嚟到係有呢個嘅一個使命。
He came to put God's law in the minds and write on our hearts.
佢話佢係嚟到係將神嘅律法放喺佢哋嘅心上邊，亦都係放喺佢嘅腦海嘅上邊。
He came to give us an assurance that God will be our God and we will be His people.
佢話到神係我哋嘅神，而我哋會去做佢嘅子民。
That's the fulfillment of the prophecy in Jeremiah 31.
就係呢個耶利米書第三十一章第三十三節係咁講。
Now, as we know, the Old Testament law was written on the tablets of stone, and it could only condemn our sinful nature and our failure.
舊約嘅律法寫喺呢個嘅石頭一塊嘅板上邊啊，去責備嗰啲犯罪嘅人。
But on this very day, God had fulfilled His new covenant promise.
咁就喺呢一日，神將佢嘅新嘅約呢個嘅應許去達成。
The promise that He spoke through prophets like Jeremiah and Joel.
係透過耶利米，透過約珥。
That He will, He Himself will pour His Spirit on His people.
佢話佢會將佢嘅靈澆灌喺佢哋嘅身上。
That He will write His law not on the stone of tablets anymore, but actually on your heart.
咁佢話過，佢話我唔再將呢個律法寫喺佢哋嘅呢個石頭嘅上邊，而係寫喺佢嘅心嘅上邊。
Because that was the promised solution to humanity's essential problem, sin.
呢個就係佢對人類嘅問題嘅一個解決嘅方法。
There was a solution for the heart of stone that we have.
我哋嘅心本来好似石头去咁硬。
A heart that we often realize we are unable and unwilling to keep God's commandment.
既然我哋嘅心好似石头咁硬嘅时候，我哋唔愿意去守神嘅律法。
So when God wrote His law on our hearts, it wasn't just a new set of rules, but it was actually a new heart that He gave.
当佢系将呢个嘅呢、这個佢嘅律法寫喺人嘅心上邊，唔係一套新嘅律法，而係佢俾我哋一個新嘅心。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, now He gives the law and enables us to fulfill that.
而讓我哋可以有呢個能力去達成呢一切。
That's why it's the covenant of grace.
所以我哋點解話係一個嘅恩典嘅一個嘅約
？Joel 2 prophesies on this, doesn't it?
約珥書佢亦都係咁樣講。
That God's Spirit would one day be poured out on all His people, everyone. Look to your left and right, in front and back, everyone in this room.
所以喺呢個約珥書，佢話到人可以神嘅靈有一日會搖灌喺人嘅身上。
It is your sons and daughters, young and old, male and female.
無論係男女，無論係老少，都可以做到。
Not just His own children, but also His servants.
唔單止係你嘅兒女，甚至係你嘅仆人，佢都會做到。
God's promise has now come true, and this is the pattern that we see in the Bible.
呢個神係將呢個靈去灌注喺人嘅身上。
And it teaches us one thing, that God is steadfast, loving God.
神係一個不變嘅神。
And the disciples were living at the very central point of that time when all of that.God's promise had come true.
可以喺神嘅应许呢一切达成嘅时候，就啱啱系呢堆使徒佢哋喺生存嘅时候。
They were in the middle of making that covenant promise with His people.
又系神去将呢个嘅新嘅约与人去订立出嚟。
Eternal God who made His eternal promise now takes place in time and space and matter.
係喺呢個嘅時空裏邊，喺佢所定嘅時間去發生。
That He would seal and apply everything that He has said onto the hearts of his people by his power.
是透过他的能力将一切写在人的身板上面。
Now we want to see that when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, as I have already said, it was the celebration of Shavuot.
咁正如头先所讲，当呢个嘅圣灵降临嘅时候，就刚刚系呢个犹太人庆祝佢哋嘅节日嘅时候。
Now it is the very truth that Paul will later call that the letter that kills and the spirit that gives life in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
就正如佢之后喺呢个嘅哥林多后书第三章第六节里边，佢咁样讲。
So we're going to compare this letter, the truth that Paul would say.The letter, on the one hand, what happened during the time of God giving the law of Moses, and we're going to look at what happened at the Pentecost. So at Mount Sinai, God's presence descended on fire on the mountain that is unapproachable.
在这个西乃山的时候神在从一个啲人爬唔到上去一个嘅山上边，有如烈火一样去降临。
When God's presence was descending in the form of fire on that Mount Sinai, people were commanded to stand back and not come close because they will die.
当神要去降临的时候，他叫啲人在后边去退后，要让开。
If that was what happened in Mount Sinai, what did happen at the Pentecost?
咁但喺呢个五旬节咧？
God's presence descended in tongues of fire that rested personally, with intimacy on each believer.
咁但喺呢个嘅第三节里边，佢话到，当神降临嘅时候，舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在各人的头上。
The fire that consumed people who approached the Mount Sinai now has personally came down to dwell in the hearts of men.
喺呢个西乃山嘅时候，神嘅如火去降临。但去到这个五旬节的时候对于每一个人在其中的他都会被这个圣灵去充满。
We often belittle in this way to understand what the Holy Spirit is.
我们都可以明白圣灵是怎么样的。
We don't really see the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Trinity that consumed people who approached inappropriately to the Mount Sinai.
我哋睇到喺同呢个喺西乃山前面嘅犹太人唔同，就系话当圣灵降临嘅时候，佢降临喺每一个人嘅身上。
Now let's continue on. On Mount Sinai, the finger of God wrote His law on impersonal, tangible tablets of stone.
喺西乃山嘅时候，神嘅将呢个律法写喺一个嘅石板上边。
But at Pentecost, the Spirit of God came to write His law.On hearts of people.
咁就喺五旬节嘅时候，神嘅圣灵嚟到，将佢律法写喺人嘅心上边。
Thirdly, at Sinai, Mount Sinai, the people responded to God's covenant with the idolatry of making the golden calf. And 3,000 souls died.
咁但系喺西乃山嘅时候，啲人对神嘅反应就去做咗一个金牛族，而用呢个方法去回应神攞俾佢哋嘅应许。而另一方面，就是因为这个原因，令到有3000人是被杀死。
This idolatry act on the people of Israel was a result of their faithlessness as they could not see Moses anymore.
所以亦都是这个原因，令到这些人，他们无信，亦都是一个他们无信的缘故，他们再见不到摩西。
But at Pentecost, even though you do not see, no longer see physical appearances of Jesus Christ Himself.
咁虽然喺呢个五旬节，啲人冇亲眼见到耶稣基督。
People responded with boldness and conviction to preach the fulfillment of the covenant in Christ.
咁但喺五旬节嘅时候，啲人有呢个信，亦都被圣灵去充满，去讲起说话出嚟。
And in that form of preaching, it wasn't an idolatry making act, but it was pointing people back to the Word of God, Jesus Christ Himself. When Jesus was preached, 3,000 men, 3,000 souls were saved. This is the gospel on display.
又是这个好好的例子，是福音
The holy law of God can only reveal our sin and condemn, but could not lead us into salvation.
神的約去俾人嘅時候，係只係將人嘅罪去顯示出嚟。
But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, who was born under the law, fulfilling it perfectly on behalf of us.
但係當耶穌基督為到喺呢個律法之下降生，將一切去成全嘅時候，
and taking all of our consequences and all the penalties that we bear, the curse that come upon us, upon his own shoulders on that cross.
然後佢將呢個喺十字架上。 将这个的咒诅去承受起来。
And he took the penalty of death on your behalf.
他为到你和我去为到罪而去死。
But that wasn't the end of the story.
但这个不是一个故事的结束。
Our story is victorious because Jesus was risen from the dead.
而最重要的就是耶稣从罪里面去复活出来。
And that wasn't the end of the story neither.
也不是这个结局。
He now ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father.
他亦都是坐在这个圣父的右边。
And as he promised to return, before he is returned, he has sent us third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
而他在回来之前，他都将这个三位一体最后的一位去送来。
And the Spirit, this Holy Spirit does not come to abolish God's righteous law.
这个圣灵来到，不是要去废掉这个律法。
What has failed us before? What has condemned us before? What has
这些以前我们做不到的事？
What has persecuted us before now has changed in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, a new heart of joyful rejoice.
是神将一个新的心。 去俾我哋，好使我哋能够喜乐。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, now God fulfills His law in our life.
因为圣灵嘅缘故，佢喺我哋嘅里边将呢个律法去达成。
So to look at in a continuity from the Old Testament to the New Testament, Pentecost is actually the fulfillment of what happened at Mount Sinai.
咁所以可以换句话嚟讲，呢个嘅五旬节。
And for that reason, only through the finished work of the Son and His application of the power of the Holy Spirit, now we receive the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of what has failed before.
即是说，当日耶稣基督所做过的事，今日在圣灵里面，我们去引用出来。
Then in verse 2, the promise is realized.
在第二节里面，他讲到。
This is how we went. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting.
他说第二节说，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Now we often rush past these words, but let's take a moment to look at them today.
我们今天去详细一点去看一下。The
sound came suddenly and from heaven.
他说这个声音突然之间从天上落来。
It means this was no human achievement.
即是说不是一个人可以做到的一样的事。
Somehow the disciples did not work this up through their fervent prayer or religiosity or even obedient piety.
即是说不是靠门徒他们的祈祷，也不是靠门徒去做到什么的事出来。
The sound that suddenly came from heaven was a sovereign divine act from the throne of God.
即是说是从这个掌管天地万物的神，是从他而来。
It was an act of unmerited grace, miraculous grace.
是一个奇异的恩典。
Not a human achievement.
不是人所能够做到的。
It also came as a sound like a mighty rushing wind.
然后跟着他说，好像一阵大风吹过。
Now, as you know, this wind, the word here is ruach in Hebrew.
在这个希伯来文这个字解风。
This is the very breath and spirit of God who hovered over the waters of creation.
他说好像正如风在水上吹过一样。
In other words,
换句话来讲,
this sound was a rushing wing, meaning it was powerful, it was a breath of new life into God's people.
咁就話好似一份大風吹喺啊啲人嘅身上。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
就係呢個聖靈嘅能力。
And furthermore, it filled the entire house.
佢話將成間屋子都充滿了。
This was not just partial or limiting blessing.
佢話唔係一個小小嘅一個祝福。
The power or the presence of the Holy Spirit was inescapable.
係一樣係佢哋唔能夠想象嘅一樣嘅嘢。
It was wholesome presence of God that filled the entire community of believers.
係神完完全全嘅充滿佢哋，冇一個人可以逃避。
But what's interesting happens in verse 3?
咁第三節裏邊佢講咩咧
？A sight followed the sound.
佢話有一樣嘢啊，喺呢個聲音之後又發生咗。
After this amazing sound, in verse 3 says, there seemed to be tongues of fire.That separated and came to rest on each of them.
佢話喺呢個大風之後，佢話又有舌頭如火焰顯現出來。
And at that moment in verse 4, it says, all were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak as the Spirit enabled them, the wondrous works of God.
他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
What God has initiated with sound, now people were responding inevitably, organically, naturally, by speaking with the fire on the tongue.
我们看到又是由神去开始，由这个声音，然后到现在人用这个声音去回应神。
That's not the end of the story neither.
但亦都唔係呢個故事嘅結束。
At this sound in verse 6 says, at this sound the multitude came together.
佢話就係當時好多人佢哋聚集埋一齊。
This is the best evangelistic effort that we can ever have.
呢個係一個好奇妙一個傳福音嘅時候。
God speaks, God breathes into his people responding and people gathering.
神去这个向人去吹气，神对人去说话，然人有这个的回应。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
when this world hears the wondrous works of God,
当这个世界听到神的奇妙的说话的时候，
harvest is plentiful.
这个庄稼是熟了。
They need to hear who God is.
他需要听到神，需要听到知道神是哪一个。
They may not know it.
他们可能不知道。
But when they hear the wondrous works of God, they will come to the presence of God.
他会来到神的面前。
Because they were made in the image of God.
是因为他都是按着神的形象。
The sound of the wind was for the disciples. The sound of the language was for the world.
他这个的声音是被这个世界知道。
It was a miraculous utterance of the Spirit through the mouth of his disciples.
是这个门徒去作出不同的声音。
And it was just one culture, one race crowd. It was international crowd.
他说到不是一个民族一种的声音，而是有很多不同的声音。
From 15 different regions of that place.
是有很多种不同的人。
What we hear, what we see, and what we witness here is actually the divine reversal of what happened.At the curse of the Tower of Babel.
这个是刚刚是这个的巴别塔的一个的咒诅的相反。
As we all know, in Genesis 11, humanity's pride was put into the building of the tower as high as possible.
在这个的创世纪十一章，他讲到因为人的骄傲，他们要起一个的巴别塔。
Because for their own name's sake, after their own name.
他们起这个塔，好使人哋能够留下他们的名字。
Seeing this, God confused their language and scared them around the world.
咁于是神嘅反应就系去变乱佢哋嘅口音。
But at this Pentecost, the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy, the arrival of the Holy Spirit.
咁但系今日喺呢个五旬节嘅时候，当圣灵降临嘅时候
，When God's people humbly waited.Even though it was difficult in their faith,
虽然对他们的信很难讲，但神的子民 佢哋好謙虛、好謙卑嘅去等待。
When they had all the reason to run out of that room and run for their life, they waited. And when that happened,
咁我哋睇到就話，縱然我啲門徒有好多種嘅原因方法去離開嗰個房，但係啲人都繼續好堅持去等落去嘅時候。
God gave them words to speak, same language, the language that united people.
神俾呢個能力讓佢哋去說話，講出唔同嘅說話嚟。
United not just his own people, but people around the world.
喺全個世界裏邊，佢哋係被聯合埋一齊。
This is the very birth of the International Multi-Ethnic Church of Jesus Christ.
我就睇到喺耶穌基督嘅裏邊，第一個有多種族、多民族一個嘅聚集。
And I'm very glad that we are an international body of Christ.
我哋亦都係喺神嘅呢個嘅萬國嘅一個嘅肢體嘅其中一部分。
We have Korean church, we have Chinese church, we have some church, but nature of a church is multi-ethnic, global, international.
在这个举世里面，神的国，神的教会是有多种民族的。
But don't get me wrong, even though God's mighty works were done on that upper room, people who were gathered were not so touched by it.
咁纵然当时的人在那聚集，有些人亦都未必能够去感受得到。
Scripture tells us there were three distinct groups of people responded to this magnificent work of the Holy Spirit.
我哋睇翻呢个经文里边嘅时候，有三种唔同嘅回应。
First, some were amazed and recognized and acknowledged God's supernatural work of the Holy Spirit.
第一种，有啲人对于神嘅作为，佢哋好惊讶，亦都睇到神嘅作为。
Second, some were perplexed.
有些人很迷惑，
and they genuinely ask this question, what does this mean?
咁究竟係咩意思呢？
And this is the honest question of a mind searching for truth.
亦都係一個當人去尋找真理嘅時候，佢哋一個好誠實嘅一個嘅問題。
And thirdly, we have a group in verse 13 responded with cynical mockery.
咁亦都有啲人去好嘲諷嘅話。
They were probably drunk.
佢哋可能飲醉酒啦。
Which one are we?
我哋今日系边一种呢？
When we see God's working in our lives,
当我哋今日睇到神喺我哋身上作工嘅时候，
maybe in the form of blessings, or maybe in the form of discipleship, or discipline,
无论系一个祝福，或者系神嘅一个嘅对我哋嘅门徒训练。
When God is actually speaking to you in your daily devotion, in the Word, when you're praying, when you're having conversation with others, when God is working in your life.Which one of these are you?
咁無論神喺你嘅每日嘅靈修裏邊對你説話，或者喺祈禱嘅時候，或者每日你嘅生活動作串流嘅上邊嘅時候，你係邊一種嘅反應呢？
Those who limit our infinite God into your own box of understanding and experience would probably respond by way of number two or three. What does this mean? Or are they crazy?
咁好多時候，當人將神嘅能力去限制咗喺一個小小嘅框框嘅時候，可能佢哋會有第二同埋第三種嘅想法。
If you cannot believe God can do anything, who created this heaven and earth, and this at the tip of His tongue, you have a wrong idea of who God is.
如果你唔信一個神去張口説話去造成呢個世界嘅時候。
But number one, the people who were acknowledging the works of God were the ones with the true faith in God.
但是唯有是第一种人，他只是真是对神显现出他的信心。
Now what happens next is very encouraging.
他跟着所发生的事是非常之鼓励我们。
Whether you're the first group of people, second group of people, or third group of people, God will not leave you alone.
无论你是第一种、第二种或者第三种人作出不同的反应的时候，神都没有放弃你。
If you're in the first group, He will encourage you and increase your faith and knowledge in Him.
如果你是第一种人的时候，神会鼓励你，亦都去增加你的信心。
If you're number two or three, he will send his people to preach his word into your life.
如果你第二、第三种的时候，神会将他的仆人送到你的面前，会向你讲出神的说话。
When God is graciously, continuously reaching out in his faithfulness for you to come to his presence, do not let your heart be stubborn.
所以不要让我们的心去顽固，我们打开我们的心去接受人家所讲的福音。
Let's read what happens to these people when Peter stood up.
我们看看当彼得对他说话的时候，他们讲些什么呢？
Now many of us can agree that Peter, when Peter stood up and preached, it was the first Christian sermon delivered.
是彼得是讲第一个基督徒的一个见证。
Peter's sermon, in his sermon, what we see is the true purpose of the work and power of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵藉着彼得所讲的一个的讲道。
Holy Spirit have now having gathered the crowd into one presence with the mighty signs and works and wonders moves to save them.
是这个圣灵去打动这些人的心，让他们去信主。
After the gathering, Peter stands up and by filled with the Holy Spirit, he lifts his voice up and says,
彼得是因为圣灵充满的缘故，他站起来高声对这些人说话。
In verse 15, for these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day.
他在第十五节他说，你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到。
Verse 16, but this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel.
或者正是先知约珥所说的话。
We can learn two things from here quickly.
还要有两样嘢。
Preacher must understand and must hear what people are thinking.
第一，讲员应该知道听讲道的人究竟谂紧啲咩嘢。
But if you're not presenting your position, whether you're the first group, second group, or third group, if you're just speaking within yourself, preachers cannot hear you.
如果你只是讲你想讲的东西的时候，你根本没去听到这些人的声音。
Regardless whether you are the first or second or third group, if you have a response, please let him know.
如果你有这个回应的时候，你可不可以对这个的讲员去告诉他听呢？
Don't worry about him.
不要去担心他的反应。
God is going to take care of him.
神会去照顾之后一切。
And don't worry about where you are.
亦都不要去介意你在哪一道。
He will speak into your soul, no matter where you are.
无论你在哪道都好，神会直接的对你的心去说话。
So speak up.
所以去讲出来。
Is he drunk?
他是不是讲喝醉酒呢？
No, I'm not.
他说我不是喝醉酒。
But secondly,
第二，
He's not making up his preaching on his own words.
他亦都讲到就话，我讲嘅道唔系我自己去制造出嚟。
He's pointing, he's making a circle, he's pointing once again people back to the work of God he has promised in the Old Testament.
他亦都再一次向啲人指向翻去基督佢自己所讲嘅说话。
He uses very word of God that was prophesied in the Old Testament to describe what's happening at that reality.
佢用翻神喺旧约圣经所讲嘅说话去形容翻佢要所讲嘅嘢。
We must understand in this point, Peter's first sermon is the repeated word of God Himself.
你睇到就话其实彼得所讲第一个嘅讲道，只系将神嘅说话。重複的講一次出來。
It was more of a reinterpretation of what was fulfilled, the fulfilled prophecy in that upper room.
他是只是將神在這個的 upper room 裡面所講的預言再講一次出來。
For this reason, what Peter was doing is he's pointing, he's connecting the work of the Spirit to the Word of God.
他將他指向翻神的話語。
And that's very important to understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
去明白這個的聖靈。
To understand the work of the Holy Spirit, apart from the Word of God, is very dangerous.
你不可以將神的話語和神的聖靈兩樣分開。
You would end up becoming the third group of people, saying these people are crazy. It's funny if you look at this, if you read it as from a third perspective, but if you're in it, you don't really realize that you are in the third group.
但可能当你讲的时候，你都唔知道，其实你好似正如第三种人一样。
But you must remember, the Spirit of God is always the Spirit of the Word.
要明白就话神嘅圣灵同神嘅话语永远都系一齐。
Brothers and sisters, please do remember the work of the Holy Spirit does not operate apart from the Word of God Himself.
即话神嘅圣灵会唔会离开神嘅话语？
Throughout the Bible, we see that it is the Spirit of God that inspired the Word of God, and now He is illuminating the Word of God into the hearts of the hearers.
他是将神的话语透过圣灵向人家彰显出来。
In short, what Peter did, Peter preached Christ.
简单地来讲, 彼得是将基督去讲出来。
But first, he explained the phenomenon by quoting Joel and showing that this outpouring of the Spirit is the sign of the last days fulfilled in Christ.
他就是说给他听,若已曾经讲过,当末日的时候,这一切会走出来。
Now he immediately afterwards declares, proclaims the purpose of these signs.
然后跟着他将这一切的标记去讲出他们的目的。
All these spiritual working, the wind, the fire, the tongues, all of them point to one reality we find in verse 21.
咁佢將無論呢個係聖靈嘅能力，無論你係火，所有嘅嘢，都去指向一樣嘅嘢。
That everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
每一個去呼召神嘅名嘅人，都會得救。
All this spiritual power, all this wonder is not an end in itself, but it points to our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ.
呢一切嘅奇蹟，每一樣嘅聖靈嘅能力。 最后都是指向复活的基督。And
in verse 36, we see Peter's sermon's thesis.
他也去,
the main point.
在第36节里面,是他最重要所说的东西。
Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him, Jesus, both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
This is the ultimate purpose of Spirit's work.
这个就是其实圣灵的工作。
To make Jesus known.
去令到耶稣基督被每一个人都知道。
It is to bring the church and the entire world to this divine knowledge of Jesus.
去将一切这个世界带到去这个圣洁的耶稣。
That he was rejected.
Sorry?
Rejected. Jesus was rejected.
耶稣基督被拒绝。
And that he was crucified.
他亦都被钉在十字架上。
But God the Father vindicated him.
亦都是神去离弃了他。
And proclaimed him to be the sovereign Lord of the universe and anointed Messiah.
但唯有这样的时候,神去宣告他是这个全地的主。
To this proclamation of divine knowledge of Jesus, verse 37 says this.
当在37节之后,他讲到耶稣基督被举世去宣称为全地的王的主的时候,
When the power of the Holy Spirit, coupled with the working of the Word of God, came into person's heart, verse 37 says, When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. The Greek word here used for cut is kantanouso. And it means to be pierced through, like as if you shot something and pierces through. Or to be stung violently like an arrow hitting a mark. This is not just intellectual stimuli.
不是说是一个好像是知识上面所说的一样东西。
This is not just emotional, overwhelming in tears.
不是说在这个情感上面有一个很大的感动。
This is the Spirit's conviction of our hearts.
是说圣灵 去让我哋嘅心确实知道清楚明白到。
This is the word of the sword piercing our hearts through。
好似呢个圣呢、这个圣灵嘅话语，好似去剑去刺入我哋嘅心一样。
Our hearts that is so formidable as a sinner。
我哋去作为一个罪人，好似好有能力、好坚固。
And it dissects every layer after layer and exposes what's in it before the presence of the Holy God.
好似一个一层又一层的去被撕裂。
It is so sharp that it works so deep and bypasses the mind and strikes the very deep down of your heart.
然后它真的去刺入你的心底的里面。
And from this deep,heart level spiritual conviction and wound.
咁令到因为既然令到你从心底去相信嘅时候
，this from this guilty feeling or from this exposure to our sin that we did not recognize before, there comes a most important question one must be asking.
咁既然我哋最心底嘅问题嘅罪都喺神嘅面前去张开嘅时候，令到佢哋问一个问题。
Brothers, what shall we do?
佢问个问题就话：弟兄啊，我们当怎样做呢？
Now Peter answers in 38, verse 38, goes right into the problem in their heart.
咁喺第38节里边，彼得啊，去好啊直接嘅回应佢哋。
Peter replies, repent and be baptized.
你们各人要悔改。
Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Amen.
他又奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，又必受所赐的圣灵。Amen.
Peter understood that their unforgiven sin, specifically the sin of crucifying their own Messiah, was the life and death matter at hand.
咁喺嗰個去睇到好多人，佢覺得係要將你耶穌基督釘死，係好多人嘅一個嘅問題。
Sin that they committed is life and death, and the grace that they received in Christ is life and death.
佢哋所犯嘅罪係一個生死嘅問題，然而佢耶穌基督所俾嘅恩典亦都係一個生死嘅問題。
Both became subjective reality and truth from objective truth outside of them.
是在他以外一样很实际很主观的一样的东西。
Their sin and its forgiveness were the crux of the matter at the hand.
是这个他们的受罪，他们是一切都是很重要。
And the solution to this problem was not to feel better.
他们的结果不是说要他们觉得好一点。
To avoid losing faith and shame.
不是说要去避免去被会蒙羞或者不好意思。
The solution was to be forgiven.
个答案就话系被呢个嘅饶恕。
You know, forgiveness to ask for forgiveness takes courage.
要去求人哋去宽恕，需要呢个嘅勇气。
But that courage is also a gift from God.
但系呢个勇气亦都系从神而嚟。
And forgiveness is accomplished through repentance, which is to turn from sin, turn away from sin, and yourself to Christ.
这个的被饶恕是要透过这个悔改，悔改的意思就是从我们的罪去回转过来。
And it is to receive the faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, which is the faith, the genuine faith from God.
或者是从神而来所给一个真正的信，然后去相信耶稣基督所做的一切。
So how is this ancient story relevant to us this morning?
那这个故事今天跟我们有什么关系呢？
Verse 39
says it. 第39节佢咁讲。
For the promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
佢话这应许是给你们和你们的儿子，并一切在远方的人，又是主我们神所召来的。
This promise of inclusion, this promise of forgiveness of sins,
这一切的宽恕。一切无论是远方近处的人，他一切的人都有关系的时候。
And the promise of salvation extending to all future generations today and tomorrow and forevermore to all nations.
去萬國萬民，甚至係好多代嘅時候。
It includes your children and their children and their children.
無論係嘅兒女，你嘅兒女嘅兒女。
And it also includes those who are far off, like you and I, who are not there at the moment.
亦都係包括你同埋我喺遠方嘅人。
But notice the crucial final clause that really makes everything put into pieces, into the big picture.
但其實只是一個圖畫裏面的一部分。
Who receives this promise?
哪一個人可以去接受到這個應許呢?
Everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
就是每一個被我們的神所呼召來的。
Brothers and sisters, we must be biblically clear on this.
弟兄姊妹們，我們在聖經上很清楚知道這樣的事。
We do not call God to ourselves.
我們不是叫神來到我們的面前。
Rather, He sovereignly and graciously calls us to Himself.
是神祂在祂的主權祂的恩典裏面去呼召我們。
In other words, our salvation from the Spirit's first conviction to our final breath is His work and His work alone.
換句話來說，我們的救恩無論由開始到我們最後一秒鐘都是神的工作。
So if you're here today and you have put your faith in Christ, it is because the Lord our God has called you out to Himself.
如果我們今天我們坐在這裡的時候，都是神去呼召我們這樣做。
It's not because you decided to put your faith in Christ on your own or you chose to believe in Christ.
不是說你去選選擇神，選擇信不信祂。
But it is because He has called you even before you were formed in your mother's womb.
因為其實在你還在無福的時候，神已經呼召你。
It's because God has loved you in the name of Jesus and the name of power of the Holy Spirit to make you His own.
亦都是神將你變為祂自己。
The same Spirit that pierced the hearts of the crowd in Jerusalem is the one who opened your hearts to the truth of the gospel.
当日在耶路撒冷打开人的心的耶稣基督，也是今日将这个福音去向你，为你的心去打开。
And there shall be given a gift of the Holy Spirit
and forgiveness of sins.
Now, the events of the Pentecost Sunday is not merely just a fascinating story for us to remember. They are foundational for us, each and every one of us.
这个五旬节的故事不是一个只是很漂亮的故事，而是作为一个基督徒，一些很信仰、很根底的一件事。
Because God has enthroned Jesus as Lord and Christ, and because He has poured out His Spirit and offered His forgiveness and calls us into presence, we must now ask, if you haven't, we must ask, what then shall we do?
咁如果耶稣基督将神将耶稣基督系放喺宝座上边，佢都系呼召我哋嘅时候，咁我哋今日会唔会问一个问题，就话我们当怎样行呢？
And first, this is for any of you who are here today have never trusted in Christ.
第一，对于那些未信耶稣基督的人。
The answer is the same as it was for the crowd. Repent of your sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you need help with doing that, please come and talk to me or elders after this, or your friends who have brought you to this church.
第一，很简单，正如当日所讲，就话你们各人要悔改，奉耶稣的名去受洗。如果你未明白的时候，你可以问我，或者问长老，或者问带你来的人。
What does that mean? It's also that to turn away from yourself, turn away from entrusting yourself, but to completely trusting Christ in your salvation and forgiveness of your sins.
即是说，与其去信你自己，而你去回转，去转向去信神。
Which is at His calling, if this is the day that He is calling you to come to His presence, then you shall be able to call Him Abba Father, call Him your Lord and Savior.
在祂的呼召里面，你可以今日称祂为阿爸父。
And then you shall be saved.
我们会，你就会得救。
Second, to us who are already a believer or put our trust in Christ, who have been already called by God, our answer is to live a manner that is worthy of that call.
如果你已经信了耶稣基督的时候，我给你的答案就是说，是去过一个合宜的一个生活。
What does that mean? Number one.
第一。
We are to live by the King.
我们去靠这个 耶稣基督呢个王而去活。
Soldiers on a battlefield do not get their news and their messages and orders from enemies' propaganda, do they?
这个士兵他们不是靠对方敌人的说话去过去的生活。
Warriors and soldiers, they move and they breathe and they live and die by the dispatches from the headquarters.
这个的士兵是靠他们自己的总部所给他们的信息。
Our world, this world is full of enemies' propaganda.
我们今天住的世界有很多不同的声音。
We hear the messages of their, making us fear, making us anxious, making us to divide and to worship ourselves.
我们可能听到这些声音，令到我们会惶恐，会这个的担心。
So where can we find our king's message or his order?
那我们怎么去找到这个真正的信息呢？
They're found in the word of God.
是在神的话语里面。
The Word of God, the Bible, contains our mission, our identity, and the truth about King's victory that we already have.
在神的话语里面，他将我们的使命、我们的身份、我们所要知道的真理一切的事都知道。
Second, to live in a manner worthy of that call is to use the King's equipment he has given us.
第二就是说用到这个王所给我们的武器。
All soldiers in battlefield have their equipment or their weapon.
每一个的士兵都有这个王所给他所有的武器。
But they were not given for their own comfort or their status purposes, but to accomplish the mission that God has given.
这些武器给他们不是为了他们舒服，也不是去证明他们的地位，而是去让他们要做的事去达成。
Pentecost, the Spirit brought gifts such as a gift of teaching, preaching, gift of serving, mercy, and evangelism.
在这个五旬节的时候，圣灵给到人不同的礼物，无论是教导，无论是服务，或者是恩典，或者是传福音。
And all these spiritual equipment were grounded on the Word of God and not for our own glory.
这些圣灵所给的礼物，不是为了我们的好处，而是将他的福音去传讲。
It's the King's provision to build up the church.
神去帮助我们去建立他的教会。
To serve one another.
彼此服侍。
And to advance his kingdom.
亦都将他的国去开展。
I'm almost done.
我就来讲完了。
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Now, do you know what spiritual equipment that king has issued to you?
你今天知不知道神给了一些什么的武器、什么的礼物你呢？
Are you using it for the mission of God?
你是用来是给神的这个的差传的工作呢？
Or have you put it under the ground?Waiting for God to come back.
或者你只是好像将它埋在地下，等神再来呢？
Brothers and sisters, we serve a sovereign God. Amen.
我们去服侍一个主宰的神。
And we have received the Holy Spirit. Amen.
我们也都去接纳了这个圣灵。
If that's true, then we are not called to be a timid civilian because the Holy Spirit is our down payment.
我们不需要去恐惧，我们不需要去怕，因为圣灵就好像一个 down payment 给了我们。
We have this guarantee that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will one day raise us from the dead.
因为有圣灵的缘故，我知道那个将耶稣基督复兴的能力，亦都会将我们有一日去复兴。
We live by our King's word.
我们去靠神的话语去过活。
We will fight with his equipment.
我们会用神所给我们的武器。
And we will declare his victory.
我们都去宣告神的胜利。
Let us not live as though we are already lost.
我们不要再过我们的生活好像我们打输仗一样。
But continue to stand up and point people to Christ.By the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们让我们过的生活去将人家指向这个耶稣基督。
For his glory, let us pray.
为了他的名荣耀的好处，让我们低头祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father God, as upon this day you have taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, we... Go ahead.
Lord, we...Pray that you would grant us the same spirit to have a right judgment in all things. and evermore to rejoice in your presence and comfort and teaching and wisdom, not by our own merits, but through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you forevermore. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.